Hi, I'm Beth Massey, and I'm back with Chax Chandran, the PM on the what's Cloud Business Apps team or Office 365 tools, API tools, right? That's what we're talking about.
Exactly, Office 365 APIs.
Yeah. So I've been making the rounds, but Chax is back, and we have some really exciting stuff, I think, to show you guys this time around. So,
yep.
Chax, just to give everybody a recap of who you are, introduce yourself.
Yeah, so I am Chakradi. People know me as Chax, then my full name. So I'm a PM in the Visual Studio team working on the Office 365 API tooling. So to build Office 365 API apps in Visual Studio. Any issues, any feedback, I'm the guy to look for.
Yeah, you've been awesome too. So we're still in preview, but Chax is back here, and he's got some exciting demo to show us around some Xamarin stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
One of the things we focused on when we started, supporting Office 365 APIs in Visual Studio is to, not just stay with Windows apps or Windows desktop apps, but also help developers target Office 365 API in cross-platform devices. So one of the options we have in Visual Studio today is a Xamarin option where you can write code in .NET, in C#, targeting iOS and Android devices. So if you're a .NET guy, well, you can start building iOS and Android apps today.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So our .NET client libraries are portable, basically, so you can
exactly.
use them cross-platform.
Yep. So awesome. We worked hard for the authentication piece to kind of have its own flavor when you are in desktop or a web application or in Xamarin.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual libraries that, go talk to Exchange or SharePoint, they are portable, so they just work. And the code that you write in desktop, WPF app, or a Windows Store app, or a Xamarin app, they're basically the same.
So the last demo you showed with the Windows Store app, it's the same exact libraries we'll be using.
Exactly.
Today.
So we used files as an example to go get files from OneDrive and other SharePoint sites.
Right.
So today, I thought let's go look at the contacts. So just go get your contacts from Exchange. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
But we're going to build an Android app instead?
Exactly. So we're
going
to build today an Android Xamarin app that talks to the Exchange and gets your contacts back.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Why don't we dive in?
Yeah. So I think before we go and look at building Xamarin Android apps, I just wanted to give users a quick tip here is that Xamarin documentation is awesome. So they have a lot of stuff for you to get started if you're new to the Xamarin development.
Okay.
So if you go to xamarin.com and then hit on this developers link and guides, you will actually find documentation for installation. If you are using, if you want to use the Xamarin Studio, a separate IDE, you can.
Okay.
So here this is. And then you have, if you are using Visual Studio with Xamarin, how you do that. And then depending on how you build your application, so you can go look at Android-specific stuff and iOS-specific documentation.
Cool.
So it's a really great resource to get started if you haven't, if you're new to the Xamarin development.
Okay.
So once you have installed and set up every required tools in your PC or laptop, you can just open Visual Studio, just like you are very familiar how you're creating a new project, click New Project, and under the project node, you'll see Android, iOS, and even the mobile apps, which actually the Xamarin templates.
Okay.
So when you click on Android, you can create a blank Android app. So let's start with that, right? So click that, and it's actually going to create a Visual Studio project with all the Xamarin assemblies, and it gives you all the necessary layout that is required to go build your Android app.
Okay.
Now here, this is going to translate into a native application,
mm-hmm.
right? So we have this other class of applications where you build HTML apps and they're basically wrapped as HTML,
right.
but run natively in your mobile device.
Like a hybrid app, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here, it's not hybrid app, but it's actually the native app that's going to run in your Android device.
Okay.
So that means you have to know a little bit of how Android development works, how Android UI works.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
This one carries the same development terminologies forward to Xamarin and to Visual Studio development. So that's why you can see here you have a main activity that corresponds to kind of if for .NET developers, if you are familiar in writing console apps, mm-hmm. you have main,
yeah.
right? It's similar to that. So okay. it's telling like, hey, this is my main activity that I need to start. And if you relate to a Windows Store app, it's like you have app.xaml that tells you which XAML view to load.
I see, right? First. Right.
So here, this is what it's telling that, hey, I need to load this main activity when my app comes up.
Okay.
Right? So these are the basic Android development stuff. I don't want to go into detail, but basically the layout folder is where you have your UI. So if you want to have some buttons or if you want to have some other list view and things like that, this is where you go and put your controls.
Okay, so this is your screen designer.
Exactly. It's kind of screen designer. Xamarin provides some really good toolbox to just drag and drop and kickstart, cool. Try it out, certain things. So if you want to include the Office 365 APIs in the Xamarin project, mm-hmm. it's exactly the same way how you would go do it on a Windows Store project or ASP.NET MVC project for that case, right? So you click on Add Connected Service, and there you go. You've
okay.
got the same service dialogue manager. And the same flow of how you would sign in with any other project type. So I'm just going to enter my credentials. So once I sign in, I'm going to be given with the choice to select the service that I want to use. So say let's start with contacts and give read users contacts and click OK. It's going to do the same thing that it did with other projects, which is, oh, let me go ahead and get you the NuGet libraries that are required for this project. Let me add some sample code and let you help build your basic Xamarin app.
Cool.
So currently, there is some work that we need to do for the sample. Mm-hmm. So
you're not going to build it from scratch here.
Exactly.
Video. Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to switch over to my other Visual Studio application that I have built, the contacts sample that I was referring to earlier.
Okay.
So let's debug and see how it looks in the Android emulator. So this is going to deploy the package to the emulator, just like you have your Windows Phone app and
okay.
it deploys to your Windows Phone emulator. So it's the same concept, right? So once it's deployed, so here's my UI. I have a sign-in button. I hit sign-in. I'm going to be redirected to my authentication page. There you go. And now I can authenticate. And now it's going to then prompt me that, hey, this app is going to go read your contacts. Do you want to give permission?
Okay.
Or do you want to just cancel? So I'm going to say, yes, I want to give permission to read my contacts. And once that, it reads the contacts and displays in a simple list view.
Cool.
Right, so that's my app.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, again, the whole debugging experience is just like how you would debug a basic .NET app.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put breakpoints, you can see what's happening there, you can go, add variables to your watch window and things like that. So exactly same. So looking at the code, so what I have here is I have my main activity
mm-hmm.
where things are going to get started, right? I have my main.axml page that has a sign-in button,
okay.
but it also has a list view.
Okay.
So this is where my contacts are going to be displayed, right, in a list view. And I have another element in the UI, which is called contact list item, which, as the name suggests, represents every item in the list view.
Okay.
So basically, it builds
sort of the template for the
builds a relative layout, and these are all Android
specific
terms. But once you kind of go through the guide that I had
mm-hmm.
showed you before on the Xamarin, they explain it really well.
Okay.
And they have a lot of samples for you to get started with how you can build Android layouts.
So really, like as a .NET developer, you just need to kind of learn the UI pieces.
Yeah,
everything else is
exactly,
very familiar.
Yeah, the UI piece has to, and UI piece and the flow, how Android app, the flow works.
Of
what
the
happens
forms. Okay.
when you start up,
okay.
what happens when the app goes in the background, how do
I
you
see.
Switch to the foreground.
Makes
Those
sense.
Things will be, of course, very specific to Android platform.
Okay.
But the backend code is C#, and it's basically how you would write a Windows Phone app, right?
And the cool thing is the when we're doing the Office 365 calls are exactly the same as they exactly. would be anywhere. Okay. Yep.
So this renders the specific list item in the list view, so it has an image, right? Mm-hmm. So then it has two text views to have a name and an email. So in my code, in my main activity, what I'm doing here is I'm kind of setting my main view as my main.
Okay.
So when I execute this app, I'm going to get that main view with the button sign in.
Okay. Right.
And then I'm attaching an event handler for the button. So it's basically the same, right, what you write in .NET.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference here is you need to follow the Android way of how you get a particular UI element from your view, which is you find view by ID, and then you specify I need to get this button.
Okay.
So once you get that button, you attach an event handler to it for the click event. And in the click event, I am finding my list view that I want to go target to display my items. And I'm doing a simple if-else condition to say, oh, if the button takes a sign-in, then let okay. me sign you. So okay. It's a cheap trick, but works for
okay.
some quick demos, right?
Okay.
So then I'm now populating my contacts details to the list view.
Okay.
Now, here again, it goes a little bit deeper into how Android development works. So in an Android development, a list view doesn't know anything about its data source.
Okay.
Right. So in .NET terms, we have data source as something or item source, something mm-hmm. that people are very familiar with. So you mm-hmm. have a list, a collection, you just assign that collection data bind to that item
right.
source, which would be part of the list view, and things would just come up. Here, it's not that easy.
Okay.
But it has its own concepts of how it builds this data backend. So we need to do something called an adapter, and that adapter handles loading up the data and giving it to the list view
okay.
screen by screen.
So it creates like a bindable collection?
Exactly.
You?
Okay. But you need to kind of tell what that adapter is going to do, what that adapter type is, for basically what data type it's going to use. And you need to say, okay, here's overwrite some methods and say, if you want dot .count, it needs to know that, yeah, it needs to get the count of the data type that you have referenced.
I see.
Right.
Okay.
So it's very different, but not that hard to grasp if you have some samples.
It's just a level of abstraction.
Exactly.
Like. Okay.
So what I'm doing here is I'm building my contacts adapter that takes this particular context where it is running in the screen, and then it goes and gets my contacts from my Exchange service. So I have a class, let me show you in a moment, that goes and gets my contact. And once this is initialized with all my contacts, all I do is, you know, put it into my list view. So here, it actually goes and assigns this adapter with all the data and all the logic to how to render the data
mm-hmm.
into this list view.
Well, it's actually doing that, and then it's coming in with the data asynchronously, right?
Yeah, everything okay. is asynchronous,
Got
right?
It.
So, it's in a service. Service may say, hold on, I'm going to give you something. Hold on, the data is too large. I'm going to take some time to give you something. So we make sure that it's all asynchronous. And
mm-hmm.
if you want to handle the UI appropriately, you can put a progress
right.
bar and say, oh, waiting for my contacts to sync, right?
Cool.
And then I'm just doing, again, a cheap trick to say, let me change the button, take
yeah,
a sign
so
out,
sign in, sign
right?
Out.
So if it's not signed in, I'm assuming you want to sign out. So I have a method here that goes and signs out the user, right? So now let's...
So this is where the connected service class here is where the meat is happening.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
So let's go to this get my contacts, right? So this is living in this file, contactsservice.cs. So that is the file that basically I've modified my contact sample that gets added with the tool.
Mm-hmm.
I've modified it to have some methods so that I can now make it very specific to my application. So I have a method called get my contacts, right? So this is building my business object
okay.
and
okay.
not something that is in the service. So
okay.
many times people want to have their own business object that represents that particular user.
They need different properties.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here I'm now using the sample method that every sample file that we add through the tooling when you select a contact has, which is get contacts, right? And once you get contacts, again, asynchronously, you're building a business object here.
Okay.
So what's happening here in get contacts is exactly the same code what you have seen in different other demos, is we kind of make sure you're authenticated.
Okay.
If you're authenticated, you know, you just go get client.me.contacts.orderby display name so that it's in a nice structure, dot execute async.
Cool.
So this is going to give me contacts in paged fashion.
I see.
So then I'm going to get my dot current page.
Okay.
And that's returned here, which then I traverse for each build my business object, right? Contact.id, contact.given name, contact.email address.
Okay.
So that's how this Office 365 API code is. Now, if you look at the sign out, all I'm saying is initializing a new authenticator object and saying clear cache. Because you're on a device, all we need to do is how et al. Active Directory authentication library, which our authentication is based upon, right? It works is there's really no assign out operation, but all we are doing is making sure we clear the cache so there's no token, there's no association of that app was having some permissions to read your contacts.
Okay.
So this will clear the cache. So when you click sign in again, you have to again log in and provide the consent to say it, the app can read your contacts.
Okay.
Contacts. Authentication, exactly the same like how you wrote in your other .NET and web applications, right? We initialize the authenticator object, and then we kind of call the authenticate async, which is going to bring up the appropriate UI, the web page for you to log in, but it knows for which resource you're actually trying to authenticate.
Okay.
So in this case, we're authenticating to Exchange to get my contacts.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Which service you're authenticating.
Exactly. And then I create the new client that will be responsible for me to go, you know, fetch my contacts.
Okay.
One of the things you notice here is we have something called context.
I was going to ask about that.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is how we understand which screen or where you are in your Android application.
Okay, so that's the UI context.
Exactly. So if you look at my main activity, here it is, right? So we send this.
Okay.
Now this represents the current class, right? So if you look at the top, it's an activity. So everything is an activity in Android, or most of them are when you want to create a screen, and they have the context associated with that activity, as in what views are there, what controls you have, and all other various things. So this context helps us to determine, you know, how we show the web view and authenticate you and then get back to your place so that you can continue doing the things that you want to do on that screen.
Okay, so you need to be able to like explain the context to the client libraries here.
Yeah.
Okay, so regardless of whether it's Android or whatever, you're
Android and iOS for the Xamarin, right?
Okay, got it.
We don't have this. I'm not pretty sure about the iOS one. I have not done iOS development.
Okay.
But in Windows, we don't have this. Right, for the Windows.NET part, we don't have this context. But here we have this.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah. The other piece is the adapter, right? So this is what we were talking about, how our data, now that we are having the contacts from our service and built our business object, how are we transferring it to this adapter? So you can see that
And this is an Android concept.
Exactly.
Right?
Okay. This is an Android concept of how the list view gets built.
Okay.
So we have my contacts adapter being inherited from a base adapter. That's the Android base adapter class. And we tell that it is of type my contact, right? So my contact
is your business object.
Is my business object here.
Yep.
Right? Just has an ID, name, email, and profile picture, right? So when you implement this interface or this class, we actually get a specific classes given to you that you need to override. Mm-hmm. So that's basically a good start to understand what this class does.
Okay.
Right? So we have a constructor that takes, again, the activity, because that's important for the adapter to know, hey, where is the list view so that I can understand where it is and send all the data back to that guy. Right.
Okay.
Then we have a list of my contacts that I want this adapter to be initialized with. And then I assign to my local variables that I have here.
Okay.
So once I initialize this in my main activity, so you see here, I send the activity here, and then I do an asynchronous to get the list
data
of contacts,
okay,
and it gets passed here. And if I want to get a particular contact, this is the override method, okay. Right? So it's just like an array, right? Yeah. And just I return my contact item's position. So if it's 0, it returns the 0th item, fifth item. Then count is basically dot count of that particular items, yeah. Right? So again, these are all override methods that I need to implement,
okay.
Because I use the base adapter as my base class. And then this get item ID, you can do your things, but basically going to return a particular item ID.
The contacts ID, exactly. In this case.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have the get view, which is an important method that kind of tells how to render items. Now, just for the demo sake,
the item template itself.
Yeah, let me make this much more clear so people don't get confused with the rest of the commented items. So I was just trying out different views and different
things. Look and feels.
Exactly. So that's why you see that I have a lot of code here. What I'm basically doing here is in get view, it's going to know every time it's going to render list item or a set of items. It renders by every item here. Mm-hmm. So it knows that, okay, for the zeroth position, give me the zeroth element, right? So I get that contact item. And then I have this contact list item view, right? That specifically identifies how a list item gets rendered.
Should look, you know, yeah.
There's an image, then there's a heading, and then there's a subheading, right? So that's what it does. It gets that list item layout. And then it's going to find the contact name, right?
It's the contact
name
is
here,
okay.
Right? It's a text view, meaning it's a text.
So you're kind of doing like data binding in code here.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. And this is how basic Android works. Maybe there's more, even more if you follow MVVM.
Okay.
But right now, let's not go into that. Yeah. And this is like a basic quick start.
It's simple.
Right? Exactly.
Simple way to do it. Okay.
Let's keep it simple. So I kind of get the contact name and then assign dot text item dot name, right?
Okay.
And then get the contact email, assign dot email, right? And then the other thing I did for the image was I actually associated, set a value right away here as Android. So this source is this contact image. Now how this works, Android has a convention.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever it says add drawable, that means in your project under resources, there's a drawable folder. And say that I have a contact image.png.
And you're just putting it in a default.
Exactly. I'm just putting a default. Now, the idea is...
Are you pulling the images from the service?
Yeah. So, okay. I couldn't do this for the demo.
Okay.
But one of the things I'm focusing on is to load the user's image, if we have one.
Does it... It comes down from the service?
Exactly. So, we have to use the user's service.
Okay.
And request permission to read their user profile pictures.
I see.
Once you do that, you can write the code to get the thumbnail
mm-hmm.
URI.
I see.
And then you just need to put the URI there.
Okay.
And the image view will just render it. So we can have logic to say, hey, you know, by default, this is the default image.
Okay.
When we request from the service and when we know there's an image URL or a thumbnail photo, then we can associate that photo instead of the default photo.
In this case right now, is it coming down or not?
No.
Okay,
right now,
we're not requesting it.
Yeah, we're not requesting the user profile picture at all.
I see. Okay. So it doesn't. It's not in the contact
exactly.
data that comes down by default.
Yeah.
So that keeps the package small.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to release the sample, and that will have the image loaded for the picture, for the user. Yeah.
So what do you do? You get the list of contacts, and then as you're accessing each contact, you go and grab the pictures?
Right.
As you go, so that you load as you go kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the thing you need to remember is today, if you want to request the user profile picture, now these are the contacts that live in Exchange or in Office 365. For external contacts, there's other ways to go get it.
Okay.
To keep it simple, let's talk about the Office 365 contacts that live in your...
In your business,
right? So for that, the service that we need to go request is the user's service. That service will give you access to the user profile,
okay,
which will have the thumbnail photo along with various other
their cell phone number,
right?
And all that stuff.
Exactly. So one of the things we did last time in the Windows Store project was change profile pictures and kind of, you know, load the profile picture.
Right, I remember that.
Exactly.
That was the last video we did.
Yep, and that's exactly what we need to do here again.
I see.
It's kind of cut, copy, paste. You can just take that code, mostly, except for the part where you assign it to the Windows control.
Right.
And here, instead of doing that, we assign it to the Android control.
Okay.
Right. So here we need to request the user permission, which is read. Read
user profiles.
Yeah.
All right.
And then that will give you the access to the user profiles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, not direct to data.
This user one, profile. The last one, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So let us not do that now, because that has much more work to do, right?
Yeah, that's the next step, but yeah. That's cool.
So that basically is...
That's
this,
an exercise for us to do.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that's basically is the sample. So it has a main activity, has a button click, you know, and the button click...
Let me ask you a little bit about... So the connected, the contact service class that you wrote here that does the communication with the services...
Exactly.
That is in the project here.
Yes.
For a reason, right? Like you were mentioning before this video started, that has to be in the project because of the context that it needs, the UI context.
Yeah.
So what I was asking is, what if we had another project where I had my business logic in that project because I wanted to share it with multiple types of apps?
Yes. Okay. So this is certainly one model.
Okay.
If you're just building Android app,
mm-hmm.
and if you're building or if you're targeting iOS and Android simultaneously, then a pattern that Xamarin developers use is to have a portable class library project,
mm-hmm. okay.
Which has the common chat code on it.
Okay.
Which basically means get my contacts would be in the portable class library project, right?
Okay.
But the authentication piece should still live in this client project.
So right? It's really just the auth piece that has to be here.
Exactly.
Because it needs the UI context.
Exactly.
To
because
play that
you
pitch.
Authenticate in your client, in your device.
Right? Okay.
You don't authenticate in your service as per this model when you run something on a device and talk directly to your service,
okay.
which is your Office 365 service.
Okay.
So
that's a tip for people to make sure that.
Exactly. And there's the other flavor which Xamarin has been focusing lately. Is the Xamarin Forms.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here we are actually building stuff in the way how that native platform works. So you need to understand Android.
Right.
So if iOS, you need to understand iOS, you know. Right. But the code is basically your same developer experience of Visual Studio.
That's really cool.
The Xamarin Forms lets you build UI components once.
And share them.
And share them across different platforms, here in this case iOS, Android, as well as Windows, right?
Okay.
So let's not forget about that. Xamarin does support Windows.
Yeah,
if you want
right.
to build another node as Windows, yeah, you can.
We sort of assume that, yes.
Exactly.
We're in VS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Xamarin Forms has very few controls right now, and they don't have a UI. It's really not easy. Like, if you're new to the Xamarin development, and if you really want to build some universal apps that has only, like, write UI once, code once, but use it in different projects. That's the target.
Okay.
It's evolving,
mm-hmm.
but it's a really good start.
Okay.
On the other hand, if I think most of the community will be here in the in this space where you actually build for every native platform.
A little more right. flexibility there. And
exactly. If you want to
be more specific to the
yeah.
target. Okay.
Currently, the client library authentication piece is really optimized for. The native
okay.
application development, which is like what
this.
Project type
okay.
we're seeing here.
Okay.
We are working with the other teams. With kind of making it so that it works with Xamarin.forms. There is a slight differences that we need to do.
Yeah.
But I think some customers have done it. Some posts in Stack Overflow have, are discussing about, hey, I'm using Xamarin Forms, how do I do it? And I think one of the MVPs also have a sample out there.
Okay.
And so they're good examples to look at.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, someone just walked in on the room on us, so we probably should get going here. But
yeah.
So, Jack, so you're going to write this sample up and eventually publish the sample as well?
Exactly.
For us? Okay,
yep.
Cool. And remember, folks, this still is in preview. The client libraries and tools for Office 365 API is still in preview. Okay, we are still hoping that you're going to dig in a little more as we start to unveil more samples and give us more feedback. And Chax is on the other end of the line. I'm on the other end of the line. So please try it out.
Yeah.
All right. So
yep.
thanks again, Chax.
Thanks, Beth.
All right.